Okay, here we are, next podcast episode. It is kind of an odd feeling. I'm like recording these alone in my room after we record the episodes. And so I'm just like, who am I talking to? I'm talking to no one. But this episode, I mean, all of them, everyone that I do ends up becoming my favorite. But this is one of them, along with every other one. But just because this is one of my best friends, Carolyn Shapiro, everybody, she needs no introduction. This conversation that we had is literally an example of our entire friendship. Like, we have conversations like this all the time. It's insane. It's insane. This is all we talk about. I think we keep each other sane. I think we keep the other one really grounded in like what it is to be a musician and like also be a person, because we're two people who are musicians but also have interests outside of music and want to just like live full lives and also do music and also not get like carried away in the like river of what it is to be a musician right now, which is like so hard. Everything that you have to do to like accomplish just like this one thing that you want to do with your life is pretty wild. So, yeah. So I hope you enjoy this chat with her and I. Literally just like, this is a cue in to our friendship. So yeah, if this is a conversation that appeals to you, you'd probably be good friends with us also. So I hope you enjoy.
Talking to normal people.
We're good. We're recording. Hi.
Hey.
Amazing. How are you?
You know.
How was your day?
My day was fine. Yeah.
Okay. You just got a promotion at work.
I did just get a promotion. yeah, which is like a whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I'm fine. Life is good.
Okay.
You know, my basic needs are being met, but yeah. Like then I look at my phone and I'm like, oh God.
Right.
Bad news.
Yeah.
It's like really bad.
Yeah. I kinda had to like to be honest, we like had like a family thing go on in this last week. Like we have to talk about this. We'll talk about it off mic. But we had like a family thing going on and I literally like, I haven't been on social media. I haven't opened my phone. I haven't read the news in like a week because I was just like, I can't
well, like,
take
don't,
it.
Don't because it's bad.
Is it bad?
It's bad today and yesterday.
Oh, it's bad just, today.
Yeah, it's bad.
God. Okay.
You know, I feel like 2025 has just been like,
oh my God.
Every day is just like a fun new adventure of bad news.
So like, it's a really fun new adventure.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Really fun.
So yeah, God. To answer your question, I'm fine. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's valid. When we were like texting last, so I guess I should preface with the fact that like you're like one of my best friends on the planet. So this, I like was like, this felt like a really good like first thing to like record because I was just like, okay, this will just be like us having a conversation, which is like essentially what I want this podcast to be.
Yeah.
So, and even like you, we were texting last week. And then I was like, this is actually like really good stuff we could talk about on the podcast. And I'm like, I have to not do that because I'm like, I have to meet my friends' needs where they're at.
No, it's fine because like also like you're just like the podcast person. Like,
which is so funny because wasn't it like, oh no, I think it was like in college. My friends used to say like, I'd be like, oh, well, I was listening to this podcast. And they'd be like, you need a t-shirt that
you
says that.
No, you say that. You still
know.
Say that.
Like, I know.
Like you saying, I was listening to a podcast is like an Angelina like staple quote.
Yeah.
Like the amount of times that you like preface something with that.
Oh my God.
So I was like, so yeah, funny. It makes sense that you have a podcast.
That I would
now.
Have a podcast now. I know. We were just talking about this when we were recording earlier too. But I was like, I was driving over here and I was like, oh, I'm like nervous. Because I was just like thinking about it. And then I even like I had to like I haven't talked to you about this yet, but I like sat down and like had a conversation with JP where I was like, hey, like I think that this podcast is going to be like pretty like, you know, chill and like pretty like just very conversational. And I was like, how okay are you with me airing everything about our life and you? Like, I was like, are you okay with that? And he was like, I was like, and you know, and we kind of like we really had to like sit down and like have a conversation about
it. I mean,
it.
That's smart. Better to do it than to like, you know, just
not
like...
and then release it and be like, I shat all over
Oops.
You.
It's okay. No, we love JP.
Yeah. We like really do. Like, we really do. Like, he was like, I was leaving. I was like heading over here. I was like getting in my car. And I was like, okay, like, I'm so nervous. Like, here I go. And he's like, you're going to be amazing. Like, getting in my car. And he's like, gets at we have like the garage door that like opens and closes. And I lost the little thing that you can like toggle it from your car.
Yeah.
So like, I was leaving today. And he's like, don't worry, I'll get the door, you know?
What a gem.
I know. He is a gem. But, how are you feeling since we like talked last week? I know also you can talk more on the astrology of like,
it's been a time. I feel like better. So like anybody that's like into astrology knows that like 2025 is like, can I like curse? Is that cool?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So 2025 is like fucked. And in particular, March of 2025, all of the astrologers were like, get ready, y'all. This is fucked. So, yeah, it's been a whole time. And like, I feel like for me personally, it's just like, it's like that Kermit the Frog meme, where it's like dark Kermit talking to himself. So that's me. Like, I feel like I've just been like the most dramatic version of myself.
Oh my God.
Where it's like, I'm just trying to like go through my life. And then like dark Kermit side of me is like, be dramatic.
Oh my God. So just do it.
Yeah. So that's how it's been. Yeah. I feel a lot better.
Your id is on your shoulder. Like
I feel like that's kind of, I think that that's true for a lot of people. And I think, So like, if I'm going to get like super granular, so we had Venus retrograde, which just ended this past weekend, which is partially why I'm like, I feel so much better. Mm. So that's like,
yeah,
so Venus is like the planet of like relationships.
And like, is it like Libra related? Is Venus? No, it's not. I thought it was.
Maybe it's Virgo.
No, you know. Mercury is Virgo, I know.
Oh, that does make sense. Yeah, so I have to look it up. I don't actually know what it goes with, but
sorry, I've just
so it's been it's been retrograde, and again, it's like the planet of like all of your types of relationships. So like romantic, friendships, work, family. So like if for the last like 6 weeks of your life, it might have even been longer, if you've had like issues with any relationships, that's most likely why. And I found out recently that I was born during a Venus retrograde.
Oh my God.
In the sun. So it's been like
because you
Aries, and then it retrograded into Pisces. So like mine's in Aries. So it's been like that, which is like, again, I feel like I've just been having this. It's like feels almost like a mini Saturn return. Because
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Okay. So there was that, and then Mercury was also in retrograde, which apparently I was also born during a Mercury retrograde.
No way.
In Pisces, which like Mercury does not like being in Pisces.
Oh my God.
So I'm just like, okay, my whole like birth chart is just like a bunch of planets and signs that they don't want to be in, going in like directions that they don't want to be going in.
Yes.
And then and like everyone knows like Mercury is like the planet of communication, so like you know, it's just like times when like you just can't get the message across, or like things get lost in translation. And then like Mars was in Cancer, and like Mars is like very like fire, action, like do it. And Cancer is like watery, slow.
And
my Mars is also in Cancer, so it's like all of these things.
You were going through
So I've been going through it. And
oh my God,
yeah, then I like got a promotion, which is like great, but like, you know, had like a mild like panic attack about it, because it's a lot to like jump into something new,
of course.
And like, especially, and like we texted about this, but like partially because of like I'm a musician, and that's like really what I want to be doing, but I have to have a day job. But also like I like my day job, and like I care about my day job.
Yes.
And
I've always loved that about you, that you've had a day job that you like actually like and care about.
I like have to.
Yeah.
Like I just like I fully cannot be someone that just like works a job that they hate.
Oh my God, I can't do it either.
And like I have like all of these moral standards, so it's why I'll like never make any money in my life, because I'm just like, I want to help people, which is great. Like, love that about me. But also sometimes
we do love
like
that about you. I was actually like, I was thinking about today. It was like last night. I was like laying in bed, and I was like, okay, like, how am I gonna like open my conversation with Carolyn? And then I was like, should I literally make a list of all the things that I love about Carolyn, and then we can talk about all of them?
That's so cute.
Because that's like one of those things, is that you are just like the open door, like that, like you're always just like, yeah, like come over, and like I'll give you jam, and I'll give you bread, and I'll tell you about the bean sprouts in my pocket.
Wait, so funny because you said that to Brian Dorn from Dorn Space about me.
Oh, did I
played there like the week after you.
Oh my god. Okay.
And
yeah.
he was like, yeah, Angelina was just saying that you're just like such a giving and like open person. Oh, and like
you are.
Like
I did tell him that we were talking about you. Because he was like, I just think like what Carolyn does is amazing. Like I'm just so impressed by what she does. And I was like, no, she is like an amazing person. And I was
Thanks, guys.
When I first I know, yeah, for real. I was like when I first like came onto the scene, like when I moved back here from Jersey, it was like you were some of the first one of the first people that I met.
I'm insane.
I'd never had like the just like the open door policy that you had, where it was just like your door was just like a revolving door of like all of
and
us who were like
we didn't lock it.
Like, I know you didn't. You literally didn't lock your door. Yeah,
like people just lived at my house.
Yeah. Oh, I was one of them.
I know.
I wouldn't go home for like days. I was just writing about it. I was just writing a song about it actually, and the line I wrote was, I kept a toothbrush in a bag in my back seat and at least one change of clothes. Because it was always like, I was just like, we would just go out.
I know.
And then I would get fucked up and then wouldn't be able to drive home. And then it was all, like, literally, like, we wouldn't even be out together.
Oh, I know. And you could just come over.
Yeah. And then I would just be like, oh, like, I'm going out. And then it was like, oh, I'm drunk, I'm coming over. And you were like, great. And like, we'd like snuggle in bed and watch Harry Potter.
Do you remember Parks and Rec?
Yes. Do you remember that one night we were watching the fifth Harry Potter, and then Eric, who used to play banjo.
Oh, Eric Mattson.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. He came in. We were like watching it in your bed, and he came in. He's like, "Yo, are you watching Harry Potter?" And we were all like, "Yeah." And then for some reason, we got like totally off on this tangent. I have never told Matt Griffin this, and I guess it's coming out of the podcast, but we were sitting there and then we started talking about how Matt Griffin is Tom Bombadil from Lord of the Rings. And like, we said,
I remember that.
I don't know why. Like, how did we get on this? Like, I don't know. And then it was like, we were literally at like the pinnacle moment of like the fifth Harry Potter. Like he is like about to be like Voldemort is like, you know, inside of him. Yeah. He's like warring between himself and Voldemort. And then Eric Mattson's like, so do you think Matt Griffin is Tom Bombadil or what? It's like, what? But also, yes.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. It's so funny. But I really do think back on those times like very fondly. And yeah. I just like had never and still have yet to meet anyone like you. Like you're just very.
Thanks.
Yeah. In the way that you are. It's just like I wish that I could be more like that. Because I think that I'm just so I have a tendency to just be like, no, like you. No, no.
Well,
you know,
I feel like a lot of it like. Is also like age, like that era when it was like 2017, 2018, 2019 when mm-hmm. I like lived in downtown Saratoga, and it was just like such a different phase of life.
Yeah.
You know, like we were young and like out of college and mm-hmm. like, you know, getting more into music and just like socializing more and like, I guess like building a life in this area outside of like your childhood. And like, I'm not from here, but like for me, like, you know, I like went to Skidmore. So like that time was more of just like learning about this place outside of Skidmore.
Yeah.
And like, it's interesting because I feel like the pandemic definitely like changed me. Where like I'm just so much more introverted now.
Yeah.
Like, but also I think age, like, you know.
I know. Sometimes I wonder if it's age or circumstance or COVID or like
I think it's probably all of it because like the pandemic definitely like just made me turn more inward. But like even before the pandemic, I was like, I gotta
kind of going in that direction.
Yeah, I was like, I was feeling like insane, and like my song like "Time to Yourself" is about that.
Yeah,
where I was just like, you know, I'm spending too much time like out at the bars, like, you know, having dumb conversations with people that don't matter way too late at night.
Yes, like, yes,
you know, and I was just feeling crazy, and then I was like, I just gotta spend some time alone, and then then the pandemic happened, so it was like. You know, I feel like that it's definitely weird. Changed me.
I feel like that too, though. I feel like I was going in that direction and then the pandemic happened, which is kind of like.
But again, I think it's just, it's what happens, you know, or like maybe some people like just are more social, but like, you know, I think both of us have just like dealt with our own like issues with like health and like, you know, mental health. And, you know, you just realize that you don't have everything to give. And you need a lot more recharge time. So I feel like, it is like very different now than it used to be. But like it was like such a like special part of life, you know, I know, just like having this place and like having everybody essentially live there and you know, to just like, life was just so fun.
Yeah. And it really was. Yeah. And not that it isn't now, because life is fun in like a very different way now.
You know, like for me, yeah. I'm just like, I can like, you know, make an insane dinner while watching, you know, Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
And that's like
yes.
a really,
that's
great,
a really
night
good night
for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And yeah. And I feel that too. And it's like, I've been watching is The Great British Baking Show,
yes.
which I know like you love, but like it took me a beat to like get into it.
Oh my God.
Like I tried it.
Wait,
like
that's
three times.
Funny because I started watching The Great British Baking Show the first night that I moved into that Circular Street apartment. That was the first time I watched it in 2017.
No way.
And I've just been watching it on repeat for like however many years it's been. 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you can come on up.
Oh, hi there. Do you want to be on the mic? Oh, yeah. Calvin's on the mic, everybody.
I said earlier, he's more human than dog.
Love that.
Like, look at him, right?
I know. This is the type of dog that we like.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, for real. I know. He does it. He gives me like a Raga vibe.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we love dogs.
Oh.
Yes, we do. Oh, I know. You're just like, please.
He just looks like so. He's just like, what?
He wants to be on
I'm
the
just
podcast.
Here. I love it. He just wants to be a guest. He was a guest for the whole last episode, too.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's wild. But so, what was the last show you played? Was it Dorn Space?
No. Was it? Oh, I think it was at Kitcha Vibe. Right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was at Kitcha Vibe.
How was that?
Right? Yeah, I don't think. I can't even remember anything.
I know.
About
like,
anything.
What is time?
Kitcha Vibe was so great. And like, it was also like, I played at Dorn Space the night before. And then I played at Dorn Space on Saturday.
I'm not
Saturday.
Good at like, two in a row. Two days
in a
row.
I can't. I like that sometimes. I feel like you can kind of like ride that wave. But yeah, I loved Dorn Space just because it was like, you know, it's just such an intimate space. And that's yes. like, I know you feel the same way, but like as a musician, like those types of spaces are like where I thrive.
Yes.
You know, like I can do the bar thing. I don't really like to.
Yeah, me neither.
And I usually just do it for the money. And it's like, I know that nobody cares and nobody's listening. But there yeah. it's like, people care and
totally.
You actually feel like you're doing something like that matters.
Yes. Yes.
And yeah, Kitcha Vibe was great too. Like that was more like, you know, it's like brunch is happening. It's not like a listening room environment, but like Diana, who runs it, is just like such an amazing person. And like the business that she has built and is continuing to build is like so special.
That's
and
amazing.
Like, it's
I know
just,
we were
yeah.
supposed to go last.
I know
Sunday,
we were supposed to go.
I was in a meditation and I like got out.
That's
and I was
okay.
like, I am.
we can still go. Wiped.
I know. I know this. Yeah.
And yeah, I just like love it. And like, you know, I live in Glens Falls and I love living in Glens Falls, but like it's far from so much musically, you know, like
yeah.
I like
or anything
or
like,
really anything yeah. like unless you're doing like whatever thing in Glens Falls. So it's nice to like have a place so close to home. And like, you know, it's just like. I love it because, again, sometimes I get bummed or I'm like, all my friends live far.
Yeah, you know? I know. Yeah.
So it's, yeah, such a great place. And yeah, I can't wait until we can actually like go there.
I know. I can't wait. I keep seeing everything on Instagram and I'm like, it looks like
so
amazing.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. Because I know our spot for a while was Kickstart. So we were going there a lot too, which is I was driving here and then I was like,
it's funny, actually. I was at Kickstart at like 3.
Oh, really? So, I was wondering if you were going to go. I was wondering. Yeah. But you went to Kickstart and then went back to work and then.
Yeah, because I had to like go to work really early this morning. So I was like, had a coffee at 3 o'clock because
oh, wow.
I was like, there's no way I can.
I'm going to die.
Talk.
Yeah, I will not make it through this. Yeah.
But yeah, we like all my coworkers, that's like where we live. So
yes.
It's
oh, my
great.
God. Love Kickstart too.
I know.
I'll just shout out.
I know.
All
the cafes.
Best local cafes, yeah.
Because
that's
London's.
All that I care about. Yeah. Oh, my God, Mrs. London's. Yeah.
Love
when,
that.
When you want, like, when I want a pastry,
Oh yeah,
that's
like
all
when
that
you
want
to like live your best like Great British Baking Show life. Yes. Go to Mrs. London's and like have an espresso. Except don't have an espresso after a certain time of day because this is what happened to me last week.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay.
I was hosting open mic at Cafe Lena.
Oh my god!
And I was very tired.
Oh god!
All day, so I was like, I'm just like gonna go. And like I usually go to Mrs. London's before open mic. It's like my little me
I
time
love
tradition.
That. Yeah.
But I usually have like a decaf coffee, and I was like, I'm gonna have an espresso. And then like,
oh my god,
had an espresso at 5:30 and then it was like,
oh,
literally like up until 3 a.m. like fully insane. Like I couldn't even, I'm like
Carolyn,
trying to fall asleep. My like, heart's beating.
Yes. Oh
yes. Yeah, so.
We were just talking about coffee earlier and I was like, I can't drink coffee anymore. It gives me anxiety. Like,
yeah,
I have to drink decaf. Like any lattes that I get now are decaf lattes too. I went to get a latte somewhere the other day and I was like, oh, do you have decaf espresso? And I understand a lot of people don't because it's a very odd ask, I think. But it was a smaller coffee shop. And I was like, do you have decaf espresso? And she was like, no. And she's like, but we have decaf coffee. So sometimes people will make their lattes with decaf coffee. And I was like, like, I literally was like, no. I was like, absolutely not. Like, could you imagine just like it would be like watered down coffee? I was like, no.
Yeah. I mean, like you could just.
That was the most bougie thing that's ever come out of my mouth.
It's just like steamed milk and some coffee, so it's really just a cafe au lait.
Is that what that is?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because I was just like, that sounds unappealing to me. I could do that at home.
Yeah, you could do that at home.
I was like, I can make a latte at home too, but
yeah.
Oh my god. But that's, and so okay, so when I went to Dorn Space too, this is what I was gonna say before, I played there for the first time like a few weeks ago or something last month.
Yeah.
And when I was there, and I talked to Ariel about this, so she won't mind me talking about this, I don't think. I'll ask her. But we were just talking about Dorn Space and Girl Blue. He's like, he loves.
I know.
Did he talk about her to
you
too?
Oh, yeah. He was like, he's like counting down the days until Girl Blue.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, fair. She's
literally
absolutely amazing.
She's incredible. And we were just, we were going back and forth. Like she posted she was going and I was like, I kept forgetting to tell you that I was like, literally, I was like, I was leaving. And I was like, oh yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, you know, I just got to put this in my car. And he goes, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, you know, and I was just trying to make conversation. And I was like, yeah, you know, like Honda CR-V, like holds all the things. Like we love a CR-V. And then he goes, oh yeah, Girl Blue used to just roll up here in that little red car. And I was like, how did it somehow always just like came back around her?
I know,
it was so funny.
Her.
Yeah. But I loved it there. And then he also was like, did you have the pizza at the end and everything?
Yes.
He was like, we have the pizza at the end. It's like tradition. It was really cute.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
It was a great show. And yeah, I feel like, I guess I had my like Cafe Lena show the month before, but
which was great.
Thank you.
Talking about Chapel Roan. Yeah. Oh my God. You had that chapel cover.
Yeah. That was very fun.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
But yeah, like I feel like I just, you know, I do a lot of gigs all over the place. And so every once in a while when you get that like listening
you hit
room,
the one.
You're just like, ah, yes.
Yes.
I feel good because, you know, it's like the bar gigs, like sometimes they're great. Sometimes you get a great crowd.
Yep.
Sometimes people just ignore you and you can just sit in the corner and it's fine.
And which is also fine. Sometimes that can be in its own right.
Yeah, like you don't have to banter, you don't have to interact or like make eye contact with anybody. And then sometimes it's just the worst.
Yeah.
And like it just makes you want to cry.
Yep.
And then you do cry.
Yep. Like literally you cry on the way home. You cry in the car on the way home. Yeah.
So yeah. And like that doesn't happen like often, but I've definitely had my times where I'm just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's like, you know.
Okay, can we talk about like worst gig?
Yes.
Okay,
I know,
great.
Oh,
okay.
No, I know my
you know what
bit.
It is.
Oh, my God. Oh, so bad. Okay, so I was asked to play at this woman's, like, it was, like, the opening of, like, a woman's health center. It's, like, a really, it was, like, a very, like, fancy OBGYN in Albany. And, yeah, they hit me up because the woman was looking, like she hit up like the Cafe Lena Instagram being like, hey, do you have any like artists to recommend? And at the time I was working at the cafe and running the Instagram. I was like, well, I guess I could recommend myself.
Yeah.
So she asked me to do it. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. It was like, I think it was a 3-hour gig.
Oh my God.
And
I can't do them anymore.
And that was also like I can do them now. Like they're whatever. But like that was like when I wasn't really doing the 3-hour gigs either. And like I had to like bring all of my own equipment. So it was like at this like random health center in Albany, like not even like at a venue. It's just like at a doctor's office.
Oh, my God.
And I was also like using the Ramblers Home PA.
Oh, my God.
That gigantic thing that's like half the size of us.
Yes.
Which is so dumb. Yes. With me and my banjo. Like, this is for like a 9-piece band.
Yeah,
and
correct.
I'm like, I'm hauling this thing around.
Oh,
it's like
my
50
God.
Pounds.
Is it a powered speaker too? So it's like weighted.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weighted.
It's two powered speakers and this like insanely gigantic board.
Oh my
Eventually,
God.
Eventually I just started like plugging right into the speaker because I was like,
there
this
you go.
Is dumb.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to like haul everything. So I like, there was nowhere to park, so I like parked in a handicapped spot because like I'm just loading in.
Yes.
And then like I'm loading in and like everyone's like yelling at me because I'm parked
in
the handicapped spot.
Oh my God.
And I'm like holding all this stuff and I'm like, just let me load in.
Right, right.
And then like, yeah, then I just like get in there and like they should have just gotten like a jazz artist or something. They should not have
yes.
gotten like little old me with my little banjo singing my stupid
little
song.
Little old me with my little old banjo.
Like, just not the vibe.
Right.
Nobody was listening. And it was just like all of like the Karens of like the
yes.
capital region.
Yes.
And it was also like I was going through it at the time. It was like a month or two before I left my job at Cafe Lena.
Oh, right.
And I was like unwell.
Right. My God. This was that long ago?
Yeah, this was
this
that
gig
long
feels
ago.
Like it was like yesterday.
Oh my God. So yeah, just like after like hours of nobody listening to me, not even like looking at me,
dude,
like not even acknowledging
dude.
I was there. And then yeah, same thing, I had to like haul all of this stuff out and get yelled at, and then
oh
I just
God.
Like got in my car and just like broke down and sobbed.
Yeah, isn't that like, it's kind of a weird thing too, because sometimes I'm like I don't like, when I'm playing the bar gigs, I'm like, I don't need the attention. Like I don't
right.
need it. Like I get it enough from the listening room gigs. Like I'm fine. And also I'm getting to this point where even the listening gigs, the attention is sometimes can feel overwhelming to me. Sometimes it like gives me a little bit of anxiety where I'm like, everyone's looking at me. Like, I don't know what to say. Like,
yeah.
you know, I just start. But with like those gigs, it's like, at least treat me like a human. Like, I'm still just like a
right.
human being.
Right.
Like, acknowledge my presence, you
right.
know?
And I mean, like, I only do those gigs now. Like, I'm very picky about,
me
like,
too.
You know, because I do them for the money. And I do them because also, like, I don't know, sometimes you find a random person that
yep.
likes what you're doing and maybe it leads to something else or you have a new fan or whatever.
Yes.
But I literally choose the gigs, like, usually, like, because of the food.
Yeah, I know you do that. You do that. Yes.
Like,
oh my God.
Fully, I play at Beck's Tavern. I love Beck's. Beck's is one of those places that like up in North Creek. I've had really great times there where people are loving it, and I've had really bad times where I just like want to die because it's like it's so like, especially if you're playing during ski season, like
yep.
it gets wild.
Yeah.
Like if you, like 4 o'clock like rolls around, it's like so packed. And again, sometimes people
on,
are
like,
super into it. But like other times nobody's listening, but I literally do it because they have this like amazing sandwich.
What is it?
It's like, so the they do like German food and it's their take
oh.
on a Reuben. It's called a Rubeck.
Oh.
So it's like,
oh my God, cute.
Yeah. So I think it's like it might be like a brisket of some sort, and then it's like purple sauerkraut, Gruyere cheese, and then this like, what is it called? It's called like Joppy sauce. I think it's like from the Netherlands, and it's essentially like a Russian dressing, but with like curry powder.
Oh my God.
I know this because I recreated this sandwich yesterday.
Because you're like, I need the sandwich. I'm feeling like I need the sandwich.
Actually, no, it was because I'm like from New Jersey, and like I went home this weekend for Passover.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
Went one of my best friends took me to this like insane pastrami place.
Oh.
And like Jewish delis, like their thing is like they give you these sandwiches that are just like
yes
gigantic, which like isn't my vibe. I'm like, I just need like a thin layer
yeah
of meat. So I like
that's
ate
like
half
right,
the
that's
sandwich
like right at the cock
and
bowl
and
too.
Then,
the sandwiches are like, you can't even I get like
yeah.
three sandwiches out of one sandwich.
So yeah, I ended up like taking the pastrami from
oh.
the Reuben and then making another one
because nice.
I have like homemade sauerkraut.
Yes.
So,
oh my
literally,
God, because you've been like fermenting stuff.
Yeah.
How's that been going?
It's good. I mean, it's what we're always doing. Yeah, I do sourdough. I do sauerkraut. I love doing the purple sauerkraut just because it's purple.
Yeah.
I do kimchi.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you're
it's
like,
fun.
You like would... You would like drive down every now and again, like when I'm not that I'm ever in Albany, but like every now and again when I am and I pass the Asian store, I'm like, that's the Asian market where Carolyn gets her kimchi.
I know, but I don't even buy
but
kimchi
anymore. But you don't even
anymore
do it anymore.
Because
yeah.
I like started making my own because that's like a great thing about my job is like I just have access to like a lot of local produce. So,
yes.
you know, every once in a while we get like nap cabbage. So I'm like, oh, I guess I'll like make some. But I do have to like go to the Asian market to like get like the special like Korean pepper that goes into it. So yeah, I love it. I feel like it's just so nice to be able to make that stuff yourself, and it's also just like so much better for you.
Totally.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like it's literal magic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because I'm even like I'm watching both of my parents right now, like, you know this, but I'm watching both of my parents essentially slowly deteriorate.
Yeah.
And a lot of their issues could be solved through what they eat.
Right.
And like the biggest thing for my dad is like sodium. So now I'm painfully aware of how much sodium is in everything.
Literally everything.
Yes. And I like JP will go to get something, and then I'm like, but wait, we can do this at home, and we can make it this way, and we can control how much sodium we put in something. And yeah. I'm like, this is solely because later then we can continue to eat sodium through our whole lives. You know what I mean? And we won't have to turn into mostly my dad.
Yeah.
Who like literally cannot eat sodium because it's like trying to kill him.
Right. And I mean that's like a lot of people. And like you know, that's like what I do at my job too. So like for anyone that doesn't know, I work I work at a place called Comfort Food Community, which is just down the road from where we're recording right now. So we're a food access organization in Greenwich. And so we have like food pantries, and we do mobile food pantries, food as medicine programs.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's really amazing work. It's hard work, you know, especially in these times, because, you know, we're a nonprofit organization.
In these times? What times?
You know,
what times are these times?
Armageddon. but yeah, it's it's like any nonprofit is kind of going through this, just like the loss of funding and like the uncertainty of the future. Like luckily, you know, we receive state funding and also a lot of different private grants and such, so we're okay.
That's huge.
But yeah, so I am currently like a nutrition education coordinator, so I do like cooking classes. So I work with people with like chronic illness and teach them how to like cook healthy, and like we do like these food as medicine programs where there are patients at like Hudson Headwaters who can get produce boxes that I put together that is prescribed from their doctor. So it's like great. And then we also have like a produce prescription program where we send people vouchers to spend at farmers markets and like farm stands. Yeah, so
what?
It's amazing.
Oh my god.
We get to like support local farmers, work with local farmers. It's like really great.
I know, because you work with like, you've worked with like David too.
Oh yeah,
right? David. David Van Pelt.
Yeah, we love David.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's great. Anytime that we have food that we need to get rid of, I call David.
Oh my
like
God.
David, do you want a pallet of asparagus for your pigs?
For your
and
pigs.
He's like, yes.
Yep, feed it to the pigs.
And he does come and get them.
Oh my God, so, that is amazing. That's huge.
But yeah, it's great. Like Washington County has so many amazing local farms, and it's you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be eating locally. And it's also just like, again, so much better for us to eat locally. Yeah,
I know, because I know we've had this conversation before too, but like after, and you also were like, I don't, we can always cut this out. I don't know if you can say this, if your job would be mad, but you were also giving me boxes of produce for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Which was amazing and the best thing ever. And I was eating, like, it was also, I think, like, a big part of it is also eating. You end up eating so much more varied vegetables, because like when I would go to the store, I would like see a kohlrabi and be like, I don't know what to do with a kohlrabi. You know what I mean? I don't know what to do with an artichoke.
And then you have something given to you.
And then you gave it to me, and then I was like, well, I got to figure out what to do with this.
Right. And I
and
find
you would also give me the little printouts of like, I still
my little
like your sweet potato pancakes. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I still make them like all the time. I think about them always. They're
actually
so good.
They're on our website, comfortfoodcommunity.org. If you go to our recipes page, those are all my recipes.
Oh my God. Oh, they're all there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's dope. Okay. Because I wrote them in my own recipe book. Yeah.
I am very proud of all of the recipes I put together. It was sweet. Like my job has been amazing. I've just been like paid to like write recipes. Now my job will be less fun, but it's still good.
Yeah. And I also kind of wanted to talk about this because I feel like a lot of musicians are going to like listen to this.
Yeah.
Because you were also like we were texting about this, and you were just like, you were like, I'm looking at my future, and like, I maybe don't have like a lot of gigs planned right now, and my job is going to be crazy. And I'm like wondering, I'm worried that like, I'm not going to have, I'm going to be burnt out for music and like all these things, because I think that this is like a balance that we all are trying to balance all the time.
Right.
So I was curious if you wanted to like speak a little bit to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and it was part of the reason why I was like kind of spiraling, like, you know, I like got the promotion. I'm like, yay. And then I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Again, just because it's like hard work. But yeah, I was spiraling because like, yeah, part of the reason why I left Cafe Lena was because I just wanted to do more music. And you would think like working at Cafe Lena is like a great place for music. And it is. Like, I would not be where I am musically without the time that I spent there. Like, that mm-hmm. is like where I learned how to perform. It's where I learned how yeah. to write songs. Like,
yep.
But like the work, you know,
it's also a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit, but it's also an entertainment space. So it's like yep. you're working nights, you're working weekends. And if you're yep. a gigging musician, like I ended up like having like a Monday to Friday schedule eventually. But if you're working like every night, Monday through Friday, and then you're gigging Saturday and Sunday, you have no time at home.
Yep.
And like something I learned during the pandemic was just like how much I loved just like eating dinner and yes. like, you know, just quiet, simple.
Because like
evenings.
you didn't have like evenings. Because I remember
years.
Yeah, because
for years.
Yes. Because you had your kayak at the kayak shack.
Yep.
And then you would take it out in the morning, and then like sometimes I would go and you were like, oh, grab it, whatever. Yeah. And sometimes I would take it out in the evenings. And then I remember when you were like making the switch, you were like, oh my God, like I can take my kayak out for like the sunset, like I right. can see sunsets now.
And that was like one of the big things that, you know, made me want to leave and just find a, like a day job. And what's been great about my current role is like it's just so chill, you know. I yeah. like make my schedule and like I can do what I want to do. I can leave when I need to leave. Like it was just like allowed a lot of flexibility, but there was a lot, again, like the flexibility also came with like a lack of structure that like is kind of hard in a job sometimes. So
oh yeah.
And there was also no real like room for growth, and there was an opportunity that opened up for me to run our food pantries. We have two food pantries, one in Greenwich and one in Casa Yuna, and you know, everyone in the organization and the volunteers, everybody wanted me to take that. And I was also really interested, like just food access in general is something that interests me.
Yeah.
But it's a change because now I like we have food pantry services four times a week that right. you know I have to run, and there's so many moving parts, and it becomes very like I felt like I was losing my freedom, where I'm like I could just like work when I want, and yep. now it's like, oh, now I
or
have
take a long
to,
break here and do that or whatever,
right,
yeah,
you know. And like maybe I just like take a week off and cancel everything because I feel like it,
yeah.
And now it's like it's a big step where it's like, okay, I have a bigger job that's gonna like require more of my time and energy, and yeah, I was very like taking it. I was worried because I'm like, what if I don't have energy for music? And also like, again, like we've talked about this so many times, but like with, you know, with gigs, it's just like, I'm like, oh, I feel like I don't have anything on the horizon. Like, yes. you know, I feel like as a musician, it's like you always have something
yes.
you're looking forward to, like what that big gig somewhere, or like
somewhere.
You're working
yep.
on an album or yep. something. And yep. like right now I just don't have any of that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, it's like, fine. I intentionally did that. I was like, I kind of want to slow down this summer. I feel
yeah.
like the past few years have just been like go go go.
Dude, at the end of last summer I was like, am I gonna quit music? Like I
yeah.
literally was like,
it's insane. And like I feel like I was busy every single weekend for like 8 months.
Yep.
Like
yep.
And I like, so that was just kind of like,
and I feel like it's hard when you're like because I look at, you look at somebody like Dave Matthews or like Fish or whatever, and they're just like going and going and going and going. Oh my God.
Coming through? Yeah,
he's
coming
through.
Up. Oh, good job, bud. Oh,
just curling up behind you. Stop. So oh my God. What do you have to say about it? But yeah, but I feel like, and there are even some musicians around here who are just, I feel like, in constant flow. And I think like we have just realize that we're just like not those people, like
right.
I just like can't, like last month March I had like a gig a week,
yeah.
which doesn't seem like a lot,
but
like
it is.
Also on top of all the like, day jobs I have,
right?
It's like, oh no, like it's actually a lot. And like,
yeah,
it's so much better than my schedule was, because before I had like, I had the 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and now I have things that are like in smaller bits. Right. But yeah, but it's just like, it's really, again, just like that balancing act and like right. knowing how far you can go, where it's like, because like even if I'm scheduling shows and I want to do it and I love it, but if you're exhausted and you show up and you're not giving it, you right. can't, you cannot be your best performer. Like right. that is the worst. Like by the end of last summer, I was like, I played a gig at the end of last summer and I applied to play the gig again this year, and I didn't even like it that much, but I was like, I guess I'll just do it. It like looks good that I'm going here to do this thing. And I applied for it and asked for more money, and also applied for it as a solo artist, whereas they usually only take bands. And I applied pretty much knowing I wouldn't get it, and I didn't get it. And I was like,
right.
I didn't really want to play it again anyway. So right. I was like, why did I even bother? Like, but it's just like,
well, and it's, I feel like part of it is just like this idea of like hustle culture, where it's like,
of course,
you just have to be hustling all the time. And I do see, you know, music friends that are doing that, and like, I love that they're doing that. And like, you and I are not those people.
I like literally couldn't.
We physically can, and like, that's okay.
I know. But it's also taken us like a lot to come to terms with that. And I feel like I know a lot of people who.
But I also feel like I still haven't come to terms with it. Because like
I was forced to, essentially.
Right.
Because like my body was like, you, like my body was like, I can't handle this. Like my COVID body was right. like, that's what JP calls it. Like my COVID bod. And I'm like, yeah, like my COVID it's, body no, it's just so can't. True.
And like the thing is, like, I feel like it still isn't like gotten through my head yet, because I still get anxious if I'm like, again, I'm looking at my calendar and I'm like, I don't have anything.
Yep.
Like, and again, it was why I was kind of freaking out about this job, because I'm just like, am I giving up my music career for this like job?
No way. And like, music will always be a
right,
part of you.
I know. And that, like, once I kind of came out of that spiral, it was just like, reminded myself, like, you know, also it's okay. Like, I want to take a bit of a break this summer so I can just enjoy the summer.
Yeah. And because you always want to do that.
I
yeah.
do. And it's so like, I just want to be outside. I want to swim. I want to look at flowers. But also it's like, mainly I want to write. And I feel like I haven't yes. been able to write.
Yes.
Like,
and that's the other thing too, is like, because I think I said this to you in the text, and I was like, yeah, but you also have this massive shift that's going to be happening with this right. new job. So it's like, it's kind of a blessing that you don't have anything. And then I also just feel like as musicians, it's like, we also need to live life to then be able to write about it. Like right. if we're just like going, like last year I wrote the least amount I've ever written. The least amount I've ever written, because I also played the most I've
right,
ever played.
Same. Yeah. And
it was like, I was like, outpour.
And I totally
how can I
forget.
Outpour more through song?
Yeah.
Hey, Katie. What's up?
yeah, I totally like forget about that, because like, I think last year I might have written like 2 songs, maybe 3, maybe 4. Like definitely like the least amount that I've ever written.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, I need to write more, because mm-hmm. Whenever I do have the time, like I've got nothing.
Yeah, you have no inspiration.
You know, I'm like, yes. I feel like I've just been like, you know, like dragging through life, and you know, I would rather
dragging through life. Sorry, I am sorry.
I know I said that to you.
I almost didn't do it. And then I was like, no, you know it. I gotta do it.
but yeah, I feel like just like trying to take that time, and also like, you know, like just spending time with your instrument, you know, and
yeah.
not like having it all be about like the shows and like the fans, you know. It's like, I'm
right.
really like, I'm doing music because I love music.
Yep.
And you know, if it brings me success in some way, or it like is something that like I can do full time eventually, that's great. But like, the truth is, I'm never gonna do it in a way that burns me out. Like, yep. I don't hustle.
I literally think
not who I am.
Yeah. And I think like that is my life lesson on this planet, is
yeah.
like to learn that nothing is more important than my mental and physical health. And I right. do still fight myself on it. I fight myself on it all the time, where I'm just like, no, but I'm going to say yes to that. I'm going to say yes to that. I'm going
right.
to do that. And it's just like, no.
And like I even did that. Like I do have things this summer. It's not like anything like huge, but
yeah.
then I like looked at my summer and I was like, geez, I have to say no to things now.
It's yeah,
because again, I'm like, I just want to have time to, like, you know, and not just like I'm not someone that can like carve out time to write. Like,
no, mine is so, I was okay, I wanted to talk to you about this because I felt like you would understand this, because I have brought it up to multiple people and they've all been like, I was watching this Fiona Apple interview, mm-hmm. and she was talking about writing, and they were like, oh, so like your process, whatever, like, what's that? And she was like, no, I don't want to sit down and write. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't enjoy it. And I was like, honestly, like, I don't love it, because for me, it's like I'm pining over these lyrics and I'm like perfecting and I'm like, but what chord and what thing and like what way? And like, I obviously, like, I love it on some level. I love it, but I don't want to sit down and do it every day. Like, it's not something. And
but
like,
it's
not
so
something
interesting though, because like, I also feel like when you push yourself to do that, it actually does bring amazing results.
100%.
Like, yeah, like that. That's what happened when I did True Songs for Cafe Lena.
Yep.
Which is the last song that I've written, and like, I like had to write this song. It like, I was like hired.
And it had a date.
Yeah,
and,
like, yep. I was hired to write this song, and it had to be done by like November 2nd, and it was hard because I was also just like not in a place where I was like feeling like
creative, and
yeah, because sometimes it's just flowing out of you, and then sometimes it's like the rivers just like run dry, which is funny that I just said that, because that's like a half written song that I have.
Oh my god
It'll be done eventually, probably in like many years, but yeah, because that's also what happens. You're like sitting on like 50 half written songs, and then like one day
I never used to have that, and in this last year I wrote so many pieces, and they're all like, I'm like, these are all bangers, but I'm like, but they belong to nothing but themselves.
Right. Like, but like, sometimes I love to have that, because then there's like that moment where it just clicks
this
and then you
it.
Finish it. And that's what happened with the True Song.
True Song.
it was a song that I had tried to write, like when I first was like recording my first album. Mm. It was a song I tried to put on the album, and Jim Mastriani was like, this isn't good. And I was like, you're right.
Oh my God.
No shade. He was right.
Yeah. No shade.
But I ended up like using parts of that song that I tried to like.
Huge.
So I literally was able to finish that song with that. So that's why
I didn't
know
that.
Sometimes it takes like 7 years.
Sometimes it just like needs to marinate. And sometimes I think like we're, have you ever had that thing where you write a song and then you're like, I don't know what this is about?
And then
a year later, you're like, what the fuck? Like,
literally,
oh, that's what this was about.
Yeah. Like Take It Easy, for instance. It like obviously like sounds like it's about taking it easy. And
which
it
is the name of your album.
Is. Yes.
Right?
I named it after that song because it was just a reminder to myself.
I love it.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, baby.
but that song is like literally about nothing. Like it just like happened in like a single moment. It just like hit me, and I kept trying to change it to make it make sense.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah.
It just didn't
That's
work.
A delicate balance.
I know. It just didn't. And I just had to like let it go and be like, this song is literally about nothing. I can tell people it's about taking it easy because that's what it's called. But like realistically, it just was like bestowed upon me from the heavens.
Yep.
And I was just like, okay, cool.
Just, I like to call them like downloads.
Yeah. No,
it's like, this is like a download. And like, and I think it's a really like beautiful thing that we get to do that. But sometimes it's just like, I don't know what this is or where it came from, but this is me to you now.
Right. And like, I feel like I've lost that type of connection. I haven't felt that recently. And I think it's just been like,
I think there's a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it's,
I'm finding it hard to be creative right now.
Right. And that's like, I have to be like, okay with that, because then when I do try to sit down and write something or finish a song, it's just like, not working, and I'm trying too hard.
Yes.
And like,
and I'm such a person who like I have to be in the flow of it, and like for me, songwriting has to come from a place of like ease. Otherwise like it's not what I want. Like then I look at it the next day and I'm like, fuck, this does suck, because I was like pushing and forcing.
And again, I think it is such a balance, because I think it's so important to push yourself.
Yep.
I found that like if I've been a part of like songwriter groups, like
You did that thing during COVID, right? Or something?
It wasn't during COVID. It was like after I left the cafe. It was it was like an email group where we were all given a 3-word phrase every week, and we had to write a song and share it with
one
another.
I love that.
And like ended up writing Who Knows from that.
Oh.
And then this other song, It's All a Game. I think I got like 3 songs out of it, actually.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, just like pushing yourself. I feel like it's so important. But again, it's like, it's okay, like, to have like seasons of your life that like are more flowing, and the like,
totally.
Seasons of your life where you're just like not into it.
Yes.
You know,
and tap is on or the tap is off. And like, yeah.
And some people are different. And again, I envy them. I'm just not that way. And like, I just have to like learn how to be okay with that. Cause I beat myself up where
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not really a songwriter. I've just been lying to you guys for however many years I've been doing
this. Oh my
this.
God, that's
I can't,
crazy.
I'm never going to write another song ever again.
No way.
This is
no
literally
way.
My inner like monologue.
No way. Because I just think it's like, it's again, it's like the push of the hustle culture of like more,
right,
do it. But I think it's like, I am, when I think about like my songwriting process, I just like wouldn't want it to be anything other than what it is, because I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah. And because I also think like, I am just a person, and I think you are too, like we have a lot of other interests and hobbies and things
right.
that like also define our life. And I think I would rather have a life that is like varied and full of many things.
Me
like
too.
My hobbies are too much and take
yeah.
up too much space.
Yeah.
But like I have too many things going on in my brain and projects and whatever. But I think like I would rather have like a varied full life than just be like a songwriter. Like my
right.
my bio from the time I started, I don't know why, but like my social media bios have always been like singer, songwriter, lover of stars, because
yeah.
I'm like, I'm not just these things. Like
right.
I cannot define myself by those things, because it's just like, I don't know. Like I think I want to be more than that. Like
yeah.
I think just being a songwriter would feel, it would get old and boring. And I love there's like nothing better than like that feeling of like when you get a song and
oh
you
God,
get it
I
and
know.
It comes through and you're like, got it. Like if I do that every day, I would like just be walking around stomping on everyone, because I'd be like, I'm king of the fucking
I
world. I can do this every day.
Well, it's so funny that you say that, because like I had an interview with Chris Wink like back mm-hmm. in February, and he was like, what's your favorite part about writing a song? And I was like, literally writing the song, like when it all comes
finishing
together
it.
And you're just like, I'm like, that's it. You're like, it's the coolest feeling.
Yes.
And yeah, again, like I don't like, I just get caught up in like, if I'm not outputting all of the time, then
yes.
like I'm not actually this. And I mean, like
yeah.
I've had issues with imposter syndrome
valid.
Since like day one, because like I didn't start playing music until 10 years ago.
That's
like
fucking crazy.
I didn't start writing music until like 8. I didn't
wow.
start performing until maybe like 6-ish. I mean, like we were in
right.
Rambler's home, but like that doesn't count.
We like we
Should
like
we talk about that?
Maybe we I don't know. I'm like, do we want that on the record? Do we want that on the record? No, it was just like, it was a time. Talk about this, actually kind of brings us full circle back to the time of like your door being
right.
revolving and open. And like we were in this band. That's how we met, basically. Was like playing in this 8 to 10 piece bluegrass
yes.
band. That's also how I met JP.
I know.
Which is wild. But yeah, and it was hell.
I know. Like you would think it would be
no,
like
it was fine
it
at
was,
first.
No, it was so fun. It was so fun in so many ways, but it was just like it was just like not run properly.
Yeah. And it was just like, I just think it was like weird and egos. And I like the music took a back seat, I think. Like,
oh,
that
absolutely.
Ended up not being the most
and,
important
and like
part.
At least for you and I, like, you know, I had started writing songs right around then, like pretty much like the day that Sarah Craig offered me my job at Cafe Lena. It was May 2017, was the same day that Ryan Sullivan asked me to be in Rambler's Home.
No way.
I like sang at open mic with Blaze Santangelo.
Oh my.
And then.
Oh my God.
And
Blaze.
Then Sully
oh my God.
Was like, do you want to be in this band? I was like, okay.
Okay.
So like,
yeah,
that was like just like where everything began. Like at that point I'd written like a song.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just interesting, because I feel like I was just surrounded by so many people that have been into music for their like whole lives.
And were so
and
talented.
So good.
Like everyone in that band was so
and
fucking
like,
good.
Just like the whole, like, you know, all of the people around here. It was just like, I was kind of thrown
oh,
into
it's
this
so intimidating.
Musical world. And I'm like, what the hell? And like, again, I didn't play. I'm not like a musical person. I was not like raised playing music. You know, I played like some piano and some violin. And,
yeah.
Like, nothing big. I tried to play guitar when I was in high school. It didn't work. My
oh my
hands
God.
Are too small.
Oh.
But that
I'm taking guitar lessons right now. I haven't told you this. Yeah. But anyway.
Amazing.
I'm excited. I'm excited. But keep going.
But yeah, it's just like it really like it. Yeah, I just like always had imposter syndrome. And also like being in this band where like, again, like you and I are very creative and there was no outlet. Like I was able to sing one song.
Right.
And same. That was also the first song I ever wrote, which like there's a reason why I don't play that song anymore.
Cause right.
It's like it's that good. It's like it's the cheesy.
I still
like,
love it.
But... I still love it, too. But it's like that cheesy first song you ever write.
Totally.
But yeah, I feel like we weren't given any space to be creative.
Totally.
You know, we were just the backup singers.
Totally.
And like we had so much to offer, and I feel like it could have been so cool if we were able to do what we had to offer, but I feel like we were just kind of like pushed into a corner and
a literal
corner.
Like on stage it was always in the corner.
Get in there.
Yeah. Get in there. Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like that just like for some like that being my first real musical experience probably wasn't the best because it again just kind of always gave me this imposter syndrome I'm not good enough to like play my instrument in the band. I'm not good enough to like sing lead on songs.
I still think I'm not good enough to play my instrument in a band. I'm like
lead a band.
I play with a band and I'm like, oh, I'm not like I'm honestly actually subtly trying to like to not play an instrument in the band.
Yeah, to just be a singer.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it when you do that. Like when you've done those like newer songs.
Yeah. And I like it because I'm just like, I'm like, JP is better at this than me. Why am I trying to like, why would I do this way? Like this, it serves the song better to like have a better. And also to be perfectly honest with you, it's one less thing for me to worry about when I'm on stage because I get really overwhelmed with the band. Like I get really overwhelmed because I'm like, okay, I have to lead the band and then I have to sing the songs and then I have to play the songs and then I have to do the banter in between.
Oh yeah.
And then I have to just like trust. And like sometimes people will come to the gigs and like we don't have time to have a rehearsal beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I just have people showing up that I'm like, the list and I sent you the Google Drive of the recordings, sent you the chords. I don't know if you know it. We'll see, you know?
Oh yeah.
And like I was talking about this with JP too. And it was like, my songs are weirdly, they're not like chord. It's
right.
Like they're not really folky songs. So they don't lend themselves very well to not having a rehearsal because my bridges tend to be really weird. I usually have some pre-chorus weird things going on, whatever. And so it's just stressful because it's also really hard in the environment that we're in. We have all these incredible musicians, but we're all playing with the same people. So we're all, anyone who's playing with me is also in five other projects.
Oh yeah.
At any given time, you know? Yeah. So it's just like, it's so tough. So then JP and I have started kind of doing like this year, we've started doing these like solo, I do solo or like him and I do duo shows. And I leave a show and my voice isn't tired from like yelling over a band all night, because that's another thing too. Like my voice is shot. I wake up the next day. My body is less tired because it's just less, it's just less stress on me.
Yeah.
But it's also, I'm finding it tough because now like all of these summer things are all like, everyone wants a band. Everyone wants a full band. And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I not enough? You know, like,
no,
it's like a weird
which,
thing.
I mean, you are. And
thank
like,
you,
I love, I love your solo stuff. Like the band is so cool.
I love the band too.
But like, I don't know, maybe I just feel that way because it's like, I've just like come to know your music just hearing you do it.
Yeah.
It's like also how I feel about Reese Fulmer. Like I love Reese as a songwriter. Mm. The band is absolutely amazing, but like, I'm just so used to like listening to Reese play a
song like
solo
at
open mic. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's how I've heard pretty much
everything.
All of Reese's music. And that's how I love it. Like, because I also prefer like being solo.
Okay.
You know, like I love the band, but I only play with them a couple times a year because I would just, it's number one, it's easier, but like there is just something about like a solo performance.
Totally.
And like I've seen that like at Cafe Lena, working there for years, like I've seen amazing solo performers.
Yep.
And like it is enough.
Yes.
You know, it's different if you want like a rockin' band.
Right.
But that's not you.
I know.
Like you definitely have some rockin' songs and you can get there.
Yeah.
But like at your soul, like level, that's
I just,
not
like, want to sing pretty songs.
Yeah, you just want to sing pretty songs.
Yeah.
And like
I want.
And I get it, because it is like a lot. to lead a band. I feel the same way. I love it. And I love the band that I've you know, recorded with and worked with. Yes. They're so amazing and
yeah, they
wonderful
are incredible.
Friends. It's all why I only play with them really, and I haven't switched up the band because I'm like, we got a thing.
Yeah, yeah, you do too.
And
it's
then
a whole
I'm also, because also my songs are weird. They're more folky, obviously, yeah. but I'm like, I don't have to like teach people my silly songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My like weird
my silly songs.
Yeah,
like, my weird oh my banjo god. Chords that like aren't really chords, and then I'm like, I don't really know what this
oh
is.
Oh my god, I don't know. What does it sound like to you?
Yeah, that's what I like. James is always yeah. like trying to like figure out. I'm like, I don't know. What this
the
is what
yeah
I do, and
the chord
like,
progression? Yeah, yeah. So. Oh my god, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a pleasure.
Yeah.
I just got the 5 minute wave. So I don't how long have we been going? 1 hour.
That's like nothing. We could talk.
I know. We literally could talk for three, but yeah.
We could talk for like more.
It's actually true. I know.
We've done it. We've been there.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have. Yikes. I actually told Carolyn, I was like, I'm going to have you on like once a season because we could do this like all the time, but, and like never run out of things to talk about. But, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
This made me just feel like I forgot we were doing a podcast. We were just like having a conversation. So that's the vibe. That's what I want.
Happy about it. Like, because I feel like you were like one of my first like musical friends.
Oh my god, same. In this format.
Yeah, because like I yeah. saw you at like Gaffney's open mic and I was like, oh my god, who is she?
Oh my god.
And then
Gaffney's
yeah,
open mic.
I know, that's
how
we
so
met.
Funny.
And then I was like, I'm obsessed
that's
with you.
How we
oh
met?
My god, yeah.
It wasn't Cafe Lena open mic?
No, it was Gaffney's because it was like before I was at the cafe.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then
wild.
Yeah, and then like
I always thought
you
it
were
was the cafe.
I mean, like it was also there, but it was yeah. it was Gaffney's
that
and
is so funny.
Yeah, I remember listening to you and I was just like,
oh,
she's so good.
Oh my god, that was a time. The Gaffney's open mic was a time.
And also like I was like reflecting on like, you know, your mom's pottery studio.
Oh my
on
god
File Street, which is now like a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's weird.
I know, it's
I'm
wild.
Like, I've cried in here so many times.
Oh my god, oh my god, in that back room. I've cried in that back room many times. I've cried in the
know,
front room.
The
I've cried by the kilns.
I would just like
I've
leave
cried.
The yeah. cafe
and come
and
over
just,
yeah that's
just
right
come over to you.
Honestly, you and Reese would like pop over and visit me all the time. Yeah, because you worked right there. Yeah, and you would come over and we would just cry together. We would just be sitting there crying. Like my mom had brain cancer and you would just come over and we would just be like crying about everything. I was like, what is going on? But again, just like those like grateful though that time is like,
I know
I think
it's
about
like so
and,
like
yeah
you know I feel like in some ways traumatized us but like also I feel like has brought us
we trauma
point.
Bonded.
Yeah, I know, we trauma bonded. Here we are.
Oh my god, so thank you for listening to our trauma bonding episode. Yeah. Trauma bonded episode. Yeah, our once trauma bonded are still trauma bonded anyway. But yeah, I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
I'm here
and thank you for coming and doing this.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thanks
it
for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love you
too, bud. Okay, bye. Talking to normal people.